奥斯卡之夜、无依之地、不歌席等作品受关注。美参议员呼吁抵制中国强势姿态。欧盟指责中国破坏南中国海和平。
北京时间4月25号星期日，北京时间4月26号星期一，欢迎收看《美国观察》，我们从美国首都华盛顿为您现场直播。奥斯卡金像奖将在周日晚揭晓结果，华裔导演赵婷作品《无依之地》获得多项提名，却在中国遭到抵制审查。另外，美国的新冠疫苗继续广泛推行，强生公司的疫苗获准继续使用，接下来我们会有更多的报道。两项主要的民调显示，美国总统拜登在任的头100天即将到来之际，大多数美国人对他的整体表现表示赞同，对他处理新冠病毒大流行给予肯定，对他控制与墨西哥边境移民潮给予了负面的评价。华盛顿邮报与美国广播公司的一项调查显示，52%的成年人对拜登评价良好，而42%的人不赞成他的表现。美国全国广播公司 NBC 的一项民意调查显示，拜登的支持率为53%对39%。华盛顿邮报与美国广播公司的民调显示，64%的成年人，包括1/3的共和党人，赞成拜登对新冠病毒危机的处理。全国广播公司的民调显示，69%的人表示赞成。这两项民调都显示，从有争议的2020年大选，拜登以微弱优势击败了当时的总统特朗普之后，美国的政治分裂并未改变。再来关注南中国海局势。中国在南中国海咄咄逼人的态势引起了美国及盟友的关注。欧盟上周发布了一项新政策，旨在增强印太地区的影响力，被认为是对抗愈发强势的中国。而在周六，欧盟继续指责中国危害南中国海和平。欧盟发言人周六在一份声明中说，南中国海的紧张局势，包括最近在惠特森礁出现的大型中国船只，危及该地区的和平与稳定。欧盟反对可能破坏地区稳定和基于国际规则秩序的单方面行动。欧盟敦促各方根据国际法和平解决争端，并强调了2016年的国际仲裁。该裁决认定中国在南中国海的大多数主权声索无效，中国拒绝了欧盟的指责。上个月，美国国务卿布林肯表示，面对中国在惠特森礁聚集的海上民兵，华盛顿站在其盟友菲律宾一边。中国的人权问题也继续吸引关注。亚裔抗争组织奶茶联盟周六在华盛顿纪念碑前集会，表达亚洲多个地区的民主诉求。多位知名民主人士参与集会，他们随后游行到缅甸及中国驻美大使馆前继续抗议活动。来看报道。
我们都是对抗那一些独裁的一些政权嘛，对不对？除了中共以外啊，然后我们也是在泰国里面，他们的自己的一些的声援，还有现在大家都知道那个缅甸上面的情况啊，那个军事里面的事情，所以大家都有一种共同的那个就是对抗那个独裁。
其实整个奶茶联盟其中一个很重要的点就是说每一个团体、每一个国家、每一个地方的人其实都被中共在不同程度的在压抑。我们其实我到来当然是想支持每一个团体、每一个人争取他们的民主跟自由，每一个人都应该拥有的民主跟自由。
It's the Chinese Communist Party.The Chinese Communist Party destroyed freedom in Hong Kong, threatened Taiwan with military forces.
那我觉得所有这些问题背后都是中共的问题，包括缅甸的问题，中共也在背后起了作用，更不用讲香港和台湾。所以我希望就是来自不同地区的人能够团结在一起，来共同这个结束一党专制啊，让中国民主化，那么才能够解除对周边这些地区的威胁。
Free Thailand! Free Uyghurs must be free.
Democracy,
okay, good to see everybody. Nice to see you, brothers.
应对来自中国的挑战已经成为美国国会两党的共识。来自田纳西州的共和党籍参议员、前美国驻日本大使威廉·海格提近日接受美国之音专访，谈到了美中关系以及中国民主前景。海格提指出，来自中国的挑战日益严峻，中国在军事、外交、经济以及科技领域持续不断的攻势也日渐升级。
China has a different perspective. China's perspective is not like our own. We need to understand that. We need to continue to push back on China to make certain that they play by free market rules, and that they acknowledge the fact that we are democracies and we are going to behave as such.
海格提参议员说，美国将会继续关注中国侵犯人权的行为，不会停止施压。
I think you'll see the United States continue to call out China's oppressive behavior, their humanitarian violations. Look at what's happening with the Uyghur population there. We're talking about that. We're calling it genocide because that's what it is. And the Biden administration has followed the Trump administration to again say genocide is occurring against the Uyghur population in Japan. Look at what's happening in Hong Kong.We're pointing that out too. The pressing back against people that want democracy in Hong Kong. I think what's happening is the rest of Asia is seeing this. I think the rest of Asia is going to be drawn toward our model. That's my hope. And we need to continue to...
海格提2017年到2019年担任驻日本大使，辞职后回到故乡田纳西州参选联邦参议员。现年61岁的海格提目前是参议院外交委员会、拨款委员会以及银行和法规委员会成员。奥斯卡金像奖在4月25日揭晓结果，同一天由在美华人于2014年发起创办的奥斯卡中国自由人权奖也将举行颁奖仪式，表彰为中国民主运动抗争的团体和个人。下面我们就连线雕塑家、中国民主党洛杉矶委员会主席陈维明先生，来了解今年奥斯卡人权奖的具体情况。欢迎陈维明先生。
还有多长时间就开始？
陈先生可以听到吗？
听不到，赶快你给接。
好，现在我们的连线可能出现一些问题，接下来我们会继续为您连线陈维明先生。奥斯卡金像奖在4月25号揭晓结果，其中华裔导演赵婷的《无依之地》还有以反送中为主题的作品《不割席》都受到了广泛的关注，却在中国遭遇了抵制和审查。香港 TVB 电视台此前也表示不会转播本届奥斯卡颁奖典礼，这是52年以来的第一次。周日的晚上，赵婷有望凭借《无依之地》成为第一位获得导演奖的亚裔女性。赵婷的摄像机对准了漂泊于美国社会边缘的现代游牧人，他们选择住进房车里，悲欢离合都在公路边。下面一起来了解这部作品。
Those lucky people that can travel anywhere.
Yes, ma'am.
And they sometimes call you nomads.
My mom says that you're homeless. Is that true?
No, I'm not homeless.
I'm just houseless. Not the same thing, right?
Yeah.
My husband worked at the USG mine in Empire.
She's a sociologist and a humanist with enormous heart, you know, and...I just love what she sees in America, which is sort of, it's under the floorboards and inside the cracks and kind of off screen of all the stories that Hollywood is making. She finds something that's somehow more reflective of the country than the industry that is ostensibly serving Americans can deliver. You know, this is a country where people kind of left their homes, their countries, their families, whatever it is, and they sort of colonized the West. And there are still parts of the country that feel like they're wild, and there are still people who live among us who I think feel like they don't fit in, and they kind of have to go and find their homes wherever they make them.
Welcome to Badlands Spa.
What the nomads are doing is not that different than what the pioneers did.
I think Steve McQueen, the British director, has a similar take. You know, when he comes here and makes 12 Years a Slave, his view of the American institution of slavery is informed by not having grown up here necessarily with that particular legacy.
To say, what's remembered lives. I maybe spent too much of my life.
I just think a lot of those old assumptions don't apply, you know, in terms of what will appeal to this audience and what will appeal to that audience. I think the audience is open for storytelling. You know, I mean, we're much more Catholic in our tastes than Hollywood has always given us credit for. So I think they're rethinking that kind of, we make the thing to export. And they're, I hope, realizing that there's a lot of talent and artistry that they can welcome, you know, that can help their art form and their business, frankly, you know, to communicate with all sorts of cultures and all sorts of people from around the world. So I just sense a little bit more of an openness. Success in large part because it's done such a good job with the characters themselves and making them, and then that casting, you know, finding just the perfect actors to play those particular characters, and their chemistry and their strength has kept people coming back and has really made that franchise what it is. And so when you think about that in terms of what Chloe Zhao can do, I can understand why they want her, you know, because she understands character. And she knows how to get a performance. I don't like that term, get a performance, but she knows how to collaborate with an actor to develop a really fully realized character.
It's a really interesting thing to see what's happening with the Chloe Zhao case, because on one hand, we can see that actually up until even last year when Parasite won the Best Picture nod, there was a really big focus on a Chinese director, someone born in China, getting an Academy Award. And at this juncture, it looks a lot like Chloe Zhao may actually win the Academy Award. And this has been something that has been a really big focus of the Chinese film industry and Chinese film regulators for basically ever since Crouching Tiger had its success in over 20 years ago. So the fact that there's been a crackdown on Chloe Zhao's comments, I think really emphasizes this new balance between the nationalism of netizens and the Chinese government's priorities at building a world-class film industry that commands respect from other countries.
好莱坞走出了不少家喻户晓的影视明星，也有像罗纳德·里根和阿诺德·施瓦辛格这样利用超级明星地位崛起政坛的名人。如今一些政客正在利用好莱坞的人才经纪人来打造自己的政治名号。来看美国之音记者巴弗拉江的报道。
佐治亚州的提倡投票者斯泰西·艾布拉姆斯和电影明星哈里森·福特至少有一个共同点，隶属于同一家好莱坞人才经纪公司。在2018年竞选州长失利之后，艾布拉姆斯和联合人才经纪公司签订了一份合同，他在声明中说，将有助于推进我的工作并反映我的热情。另一个从政者杨安泽在竞选纽约市长，他最近和好莱坞的创新艺人经纪公司签约，并开了一系列的播客。毕竟进军好莱坞和政治，就是要找到和你的粉丝或你的政治基本盘对话的途径。
Politicians today, in most cases, have existing fan bases, and by that I mean people who are devoted to them, who follow them on social media, who are interested in their careers, whatever phase of their careers.
而媒体界充满了前政客或前政府官员。他们利用自己的名气来试图引起人们注目。当了唐纳德·特朗普的白宫通讯联络主任十天的安东尼·斯卡拉穆奇推出了一系列名为《穆奇 FM》的播客，担任白宫发言人两个月之后，肖恩·斯派瑟结果出现在《与新共舞》节目。
Not only just what we saw covered in the news, but late night comedy was pretty much all Trump all the time, almost. So I think these big talent agencies take a look at this and they think, wow.
当好莱坞的人才中介机构和政客签订合同，无论这些人的政治生涯是否可疑，他们都会带来粉丝。
Each of these figures have devoted followers.And in this very crowded environment for the media, for these different platforms, you're always looking for a niche to exploit.
在争夺人心的竞赛中，华盛顿特区和好莱坞的界限已经变得越来越模糊，而且不怎么引人注目。这也许看来不搭配，但就像这句老话，世界是个舞台，而政治就是做戏。美国之音记者卡琳娜·巴弗拉江华盛顿报道。
美国观察每天美东时间下午、北京时间早上六点到六点半，在 YouTube、推特、脸书平台同步直播，欢迎您在直播间给我们留言和提问。奥斯卡金像奖在周日晚揭晓结果，华裔导演赵婷的《无依之地》和以反送中为主题的作品《不割席》获得多项提名，备受关注，却在中国遭遇抵制和审查。香港 TVB 也表示不转播今年的奥斯卡颁奖礼。您对这样的现象怎么看？期待在节目中分享您的意见。奥斯卡金像奖在4月25号周日晚揭晓结果。同一天，由在美华人于2014年发起创办的奥斯卡中国自由人权奖也将举行颁奖仪式，表彰为中国民主运动抗争的团体和个人。下面我们就连线雕塑家、中国民主党洛杉矶委员会主席陈维明先生，来了解今年奥斯卡人权奖的具体情况。欢迎陈先生。
哎，你好。
好，陈先生，请您简要介绍一下哈，今天获奖的团体和个人都有哪些？还有就是简要介绍一下今年的评奖的侧重点是什么？
今年获奖的呢是4个个人和1个团体，团体奖呢是香港人，就是他们叫做香港手足，那这是团体奖。那么 个人讲的有四个，一个呢是张展，一个呢是耿孝南，还有李孝祖，还有一个王晶。王晶呢他刚刚出狱，所以他会到场领奖。这跟以往的不一样，以往呢我们评奖的很多人呢都在监狱里面，他们的奖呢都是由他们的亲属或者就是朋友带领的。那么今天我们很荣幸王晶呢等一会儿会到现场。还有呢就是香港手足他们在我们洛杉矶的香港论坛，他们也派出代表来领奖，所以今年是我们最多的有就是得奖人到场领奖的一次活动。
好的，陈先生，今天的颁奖典礼的现场是在哪里？现在准备情况怎么样？出席的人员都有哪些？
颁奖的现场呢，过去我们都在星光大道，就是好莱坞那边，在杜比戏院外面，他们金像奖呢在里面，我们奥斯卡人权奖呢在外面街上。那么今年呢，我们移到了我们自由雕塑公园，在自由雕塑公园的纪念碑的右侧，在一个建前厅，我们刚刚建立起来的纪念这次 virus 就是病毒啊，中共病毒下面死亡的亡灵，其中有一个比较有代表性的，就是我们在洛杉矶的民运人士丁建强，我们这个名字就叫建强亭。今天呢，两个活动一起举办。
嗯，好的，非常感谢陈为民先生接受我们的采访。嘉宾在节目中发表的是个人观点，并不代表美国之音。目前美国已经有30%的民众完成了新冠疫苗接种。美国 CDC 建议恢复使用强生新冠疫苗之后，纽约州长库莫周六宣布立即恢复强生新冠疫苗的使用。纽约州州长库莫在一份声明中宣布立即恢复强生新冠疫苗的接种。美国疾病控制与预防中心 CDC 星期五开会之后说，应当在美国恢复使用强生疫苗。上周美国监管人员建议暂停使用强生疫苗，以审议极少数美国人在接种强生疫苗之后发生罕见但是严重的血栓病例的报告。随着美国开放新冠疫苗给所有的16周岁以上的人，全美各地在继续为疫苗的推广和接种做努力。在首都华盛顿周边地区，政府联合医疗机构开设了大型的疫苗接种中心，为社区提供便利。美国之音记者海伦和莫菲在弗吉尼亚州的一个接种站采访了人们对于接种疫苗以及未来生活的看法，一起来看一下。本周美国新冠疫苗方面有了新的进展，从19日起，所有16周岁以上的美国人都有资格接种疫苗。随着疫苗供应的稳步增加，全美每天平均的接种已达到300万剂。尽管如此，许多已经符合接种资格的人依然在漫长的等待名单上排队。在首都华盛顿以及周边的马里兰州和维吉尼亚州，人们可以通过政府卫生部门网站提前注册排队等候，也可以在 CVS、Walgreens 等药房网站上进行预约。为了推广疫苗方便更多人接种，华盛顿、马里兰州和维吉尼亚州在三月底四月初设立了多个像我身后这样的大型疫苗接种中心。这个位于维吉尼亚州亚历山德拉市的 Victory Center 此前一直闲置，现在这座尚未完成内部装置的大楼里设立起了一排又一排的疫苗接种站。负责人表示，在疫苗供应足够的情况下，这里每天可以完成6000剂疫苗的接种，为当地居民接种疫苗提供了大大的便利。今天来到这里接种疫苗的人们都在网上提前进行了预约，整个过程流畅有序，而且非常迅速。我们采访了现场的工作人员来为我们介绍这里的情况。
So today we had 4,564 vaccines. So we started off with 2,000 vaccine and we kind of quickly ramped up because our operations have been so efficient. It's just a matter of ensuring that we have enough vaccinators and enough volunteer teams. So I can foresee this going up until the end of the year. But hey, it all depends upon what Virginia Department of Health wants to give us and our Innova's mission. But I can tell you, for as long as I work for Innova, our always mission has been patient first. What does the community need? What does the patient need? How can we best serve our patients? So I have no doubt that we'll be here to take care of our community and our patients as long as they need us to.
新冠疫情在过去的一年多时间里已经完全改变了人们的生活，而在这里排队的人们对于完成疫苗接种后的生活充满了期待。我们一起来看看他们怎么说。
Definitely traveling, because I didn't really get to travel before COVID started, so it's kind of unfair that it started now, but I definitely want to travel later.
Where do you want to go?
Anywhere. Like, recently I've been wanting to go to Mexico.And I definitely want to go back to my home country, Ethiopia.
I'm going to Kings Dominion with my brother. For example, I'm going camping with some friends. So yeah, I'll be doing more than I was before just because I haven't had it for a year and a half.
We'll probably go somewhere.
There's more normal things that we would have done before all of this.
yeah, try to return to normal life. Just, you know, going out.
Eating at restaurants.
Yeah, being with friends.
Being outside with people.
I mean, I'll probably still wear a mask just to...
Yeah.
I mean, I'm so used to it now and...
It feels odd not to wear one.
Right.
Sometimes
it's way easier to stay engaged in person, and you know, over Zoom, it's very easy to just turn your camera off and just have students not participate. So I really miss that.
To just have everybody paying attention. To class.
Yeah, pretty much.
I usually do travel, but yeah, that will probably be in the summertime when I even start to think about it.I really do want to go see my mother in Florida. But again, you know, haven't been on an airplane in a year and a half, so we'll have to see how that goes.
I see it as a step in the right direction. My main concern is how long-lasting the vaccine will be, how long the immunization is, and if the virus mutates or when it mutates more.
Yeah, 'cause there are still people that don't believe in it, or I don't know, but...Yeah, a little bit concerned, but I think everybody eventually will get it.
在美国，已经有50%以上的成年人完成了至少一剂疫苗的接种。就像今天在这里等待接种的人们一样，很多人都开始期待生活慢慢回归到疫情前的模样。尽管人们接种疫苗的意愿正在提高，但抗拒接种疫苗的人们也不少。据一份新媒体公司 Axios。和市场研究公司易普所联合进行的民调显示，在尚未接种新冠疫苗的人中，有2/3表示他们不太可能接种疫苗。因此，有疫苗专家表示，下个阶段更为艰难和严峻。
在过去一年新冠疫情的侵袭下，休斯顿一年一度的牛仔节等活动被叫停、取消或是推迟。现在随着德克萨斯州一些地方的竞技场开始重新营业，许多牛仔从全美各地赶来参加比赛。来看详细报道。感谢您收看今天的《美国观察》，我们下次再见。